Your job done right and on time. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Republicans who didn't like anyone who was on the ballot in Iowa can now make another choice. Texas Governor Rick Perry is officially in the presidential race with a vow to reduce the role of the federal government. Speaking to voters in South Carolina and then in New Hampshire, Perry said he would restore fiscal responsibility. The 61-year-old Texas native spoke to New Hampshire voters at a Saturday evening reception at the home of a state lawmaker. His wife and children were on hand as he restated his pledge to make the federal government as inconsequential in people's lives as possible. Perry had to Iowa today. Correspondent Michael Schneider reports Casey Anthony has been ordered back to Florida.
Florida judge ruled that Casey Anthony must return to Orlando to start serving probation for check fraud. Judge Belvin Perry upheld an order given by another judge that her probation service should have begun when she was released from jail after being acquitted of murdering her daughter, Kaylee.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
President Barack Obama has been talking to foreign leaders about the situation in Syria. Correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
The U.S. is reaching out to the leaders of Britain and Saudi Arabia to build consensus for an end to the violent crackdown by Syria's government. In separate phone conversations with President Obama, British Prime Minister Cameron and Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah both agreed that Syrian President Bashar Assad's government must end its attack on civilians. The White House says Obama and Cameron agreed to closely monitor the actions of the Syrian government, while the Saudi king also agreed to consult with Obama closely. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Congressional leaders have now named the members of the Deficit Supercommittee, but it's far from clear how they'll succeed where others have failed in forging agreement. Correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The group, co-chaired by Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling and Washington Senator Patty Murray, is supposed to find another $1 trillion in deficit cuts by Thanksgiving. But Josh Gordon of the Deficit Hawk Group, the Concord Coalition, says the panel's members are not natural compromisers.
There are no members of this commission that are necessarily going to make a big break, a big loud break from their parties.
If there is hope for a deal, it's the guarantee that any would get a quick up or down vote. And the promise of deep automatic spending cuts in defense and Medicare provider payments should it fail. Mark Smith at the White House.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again. And that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and...
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Let's tee it up and talk some golf. It's what we do every Sunday morning right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butinoff live from the five-star Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado, with another edition of Tee to Green on this PGA Championship weekend. Later in the hour, Jerry will run down the action at the final major of the year. Not many big names are left on the first page of the leaderboard. One of the biggest names, Tiger Woods, didn't even make the cut.
Hit the ball a lot better. Putted well the last 2 days and really felt great, but I just never got to the green soon enough. I showed signs that I can hit the ball exactly how I know I can, and unfortunately I just didn't do it enough times.
That's Tiger Woods sounding like you and me explaining his golf game these days, and that's not good if you're Tiger Woods. Well, there's another big tournament in the state of Georgia next week. It's the International Blind Golf Championships. It's going to be played in Columbus, Georgia. And on Tee to Green today, one of the organizers and the man behind the International Blind Golf Championships, Scott Resmeyer, will be here to talk about this unique and very charitable golfing event. Also coming up in Las Vegas real soon. In fact, it starts next weekend and runs the following week. The PGA Fall Golf Expo, and our good friend Ed Severill, who's the general manager of the PGA Merchandise Show and the general manager of the PGA Fall Golf Expo, will be here to talk about some of the doings that will be happening in Las Vegas this year with the 2011 PGA Fall Golf Expo. We've got a golf tip, a couple of golf tips coming your way from Mark Keble, the head professional here at the Broadmoor. I would also tell you about tee2greenradio.com. That's our website. Follow Facebook. Are you a subscriber to Facebook? You can also follow Tee to Green on Facebook now, too.
The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Hey, Richie, Jerry Butinoff going to tee it up next with Scott Resmeyer, the International Blind Golf Championships, as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the satellite radio dial on Sirius and XM, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Are you in pain? Have you tried every pain medication, heat pack, cold pack, muscle soak, or topical cream, only to be left with more aches and pains? Then we want to hear from you. We are a consumer products laboratory in Los Angeles, California, conducting a consumer trial for a new pain relief treatment gel developed specifically for arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, joint pain, back pain, and general muscle aches and strains. Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedics at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, recommends this new product for his patients trying to cope with hip and knee pain before and after surgery. If you would like to participate in our consumer trial, please call 1-800-928-5290, and we will send you a one-week supply of our new pain relief product absolutely free. That's 1-800-928-5290. And that's not all. We'll even pay the shipping. All you have to do is pick up the phone, and we do the rest. So don't spend another minute of your life in pain. Call 1-800-928-5290 now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green, the Golf Show. Thanks for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, coming to you live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, on this Sunday, the final day of the PGA Championship, the final major championship of the year, being contested there at the Atlanta Country Club, or Atlanta Athletic Club, I guess the actual name of the site, and later in the hour, Jerry's going to bring us up to date on what's happening there. Hard to believe, Jerry, we're into August, and we're already talking about the final major of the year. Wow, where is 2011 gone?
Well, the time flies more than it used to at our age, I think, is part of it
true.
Here. And yeah, we got a couple of guys up on the leaderboard challenging for Tee to Green Rookie of the Year playing in the last couple groups here today. So could have one of those... Who is he? Winners again of a major championship. Haven't had that in a little while, actually.
It's looking like we might have that, the way things are shaping up down there in Atlanta. Speaking of the Georgia area, another big tournament coming up there August 21st through 24th, actually. The tournament itself, the 23rd and 24th in Columbus, Georgia, at Green Island Country Club and the Maple Ridge Golf Course. The 2011 U.S. Blind Golf Championships, the International Blind Golf Championships, and on the line with us right now from Columbus, Georgia, one of the organizers of the International Blind Golf Championships, Scott Resmeyer, is with us today on Tee to Green. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing great. How are things down there in Atlanta? Hot?
Yeah, very hot. Very hot. We're about 100 miles south of Atlanta, so it's probably a little bit even hotter down here than Atlanta.
So you're south of Atlanta, and you're getting ready for this event. Is it held in Columbus every year?
Well, actually, this is an inaugural event. The IBGA, which is the International Blind Golf Association, they have tournaments throughout the world, but this is the first time that it's ever been in Columbus, Georgia, and it's the first time that there's ever been a tournament that is basically putting countries against countries. Usually they play for individual titles, but this time we're doing it where the countries are actually competing against the countries in conjunction with the USBGA, which is the U.S. Blind Golf Association in America. They're having their national tournament the same time as ours is going on.
So you'll crown an individual champion and a team champion
right.
as well?
Right, yes. The U.S. Blind Golf Association will crown an individual champion, and this will be their 66th year of having this national championship in the U.S. But in conjunction with that, we're going to crown the best country with the blind golfers in it this time.
What sort of participation are you expecting? How many golfers are going to show up to play?
Right now we have 50 that are registered to play with 8 participating countries that will be coming.
Sounds pretty good. Sounds like a full field almost.
It is. For the inaugural event and the tournament kind of structured like this for the very first time, we're very pleased to have that many countries willing to come and give it a shot and go back and have the bragging rights who's got the best golfers in their country.
Cool. Scott Resmeyer is with us, the International Blind Golf Championships, Columbus, Georgia, August 23rd and 24th. One of the practice rounds, the 21st, to kick things off. Now, people are probably sitting there listening, Scott, and saying, hold on, wait a minute, we're talking golf here. Nothing against blind people, but how can they play golf?
Now, it, you know, I'm not being a golfer myself, but we do an event that raises awareness for the visually impaired, and we kind of stumbled across this sport. And last year we had a few of the blind golfers come in and just put on a demonstration for some of the folks in our community here, and they were absolutely just blown away by the quality of golf these guys play. But they play by regular PGA rules. The only difference that they have is their coach can stand behind them, and they can ground their club in the hazard. And other than that, it's just like golf that you're seeing in Atlanta right now.
It's tough enough with two good eyes. I can't imagine.
We had a guy that was here last year, totally blind, and he was out doing the demonstration out there on the Maple Ridge golf course, and he came home with shot an 82, and I mean, the golf pros from the two different golf courses and some of the golf coaches at the Columbus State University, and those folks were just amazed at the quality of golf, and some of them were quite embarrassed that they went home and got beat that day.
Yeah, I can. Well, you talk about needing to be on the correct swing plane. That's for sure. Scott, I don't know if some of these other nations, and maybe you can just list a couple of them that are going to be participating, but what do you know that the process that those nations went through to pick the people that are going to be coming to see you next week?
Well, some of them are, you know, that's kind of the whole premise behind this, is we want to advance golf for the visually impaired in their country, so we're trying to raise that awareness. So some of the countries only have a couple players, like Israel would be a prime example. There's one guy coming from Israel. He's an incredible golfer. He lost his sight while he was in the Israeli army, but he's the only one. He's a totally blind golfer. But some of the other countries, like we have the Italians are coming, the Netherlands are coming. We got some from Ireland. We got England has a bunch of players. They'll be here. Australia, which is actually home to the IBGA, they will be here, the Canadians, and then obviously the U.S. will be here.
I got an email from Elisa Ponsonneau, I think that's how it's pronounced, whose son last year, Jeremy, won the World Blind Golf Championship. Are you familiar
Correct.
With that story?
Yes, I'm familiar with that, and actually he'll be here playing in our tournament also. So, I mean, and he was in England last year when he was crowned the world's best blind golfer. So, and I mean, he's making quite a name for himself. He hasn't been playing golf that long, actually, even.
These two golf courses there in Columbus where the event's going to be held, Maple Ridge and Green Island, are they having to do anything different to the courses at all?
We've had a guy by the name of David Metter. He is a blind golfer himself. He was here a couple weeks ago. And then we had a couple other folks that came with him, and they rode the whole golf courses, both golf courses, went by hole, and there was a few of them that they shortened up just a little bit, but other than that, the golf course will be played just like if you guys were down here playing golf this morning. It's going to be set basically the same.
Now, is this event, is it open to the public? Are you charging admission, or are there donations? How does it all work?
Well, we've gone out and got sponsorships, and as far as coming and spectating, you're welcome to come watch this. But our goal for the whole tournament is to take this tournament and grow the purse. They've never had a tournament where there was a purse awarded. And the purse will be a little bit different. The way the purse will work is it will actually go to the winning country, and it has to be spent for the visually impaired and to enhance the game of golf for the visually impaired in their country. And all the countries have agreed to that. They all think it's a great idea, and it will help them promote their sport and promote golf to the blind in their country. So this first year it's a modest purse, but it's a $15,000 purse. $10,000 of it will go to the winning group, and then second place will take home $3,000, and the third place group will take home $2,000.
How about the individuals, Scott?
The individuals, we'll have some gifts that we'll give them, and then they'll get a trophy, but no money going to the individuals. I mean, these are all amateurs, so obviously we can't do anything to upset their amateur status, but be able to take money back to their country and promote the game of golf for the blind, that's the part I think that's really got them excited. And then to have it where it's putting country against country is kind of an exciting thing for them, too.
Yeah, I mentioned a practice round starts things off August 21st. And on August 22nd, the day before the actual two-day event, a blind am. What is that all about?
That's where we're actually bringing our sponsors in, and we will pair two of the blind golfers up with their coach. And then we'll have two sponsors that will actually go out and play around the golf at Green Island Country Club that day. And just to expose the people here in Columbus and in our surrounding area to the sport of blind golf and just see how good these guys and gals, I mean, there's some gals that are coming too that are incredible, how good they really are. And just because you have a handicap, so to speak, that you're blind doesn't mean you can't go out and enjoy a game of golf.
All right, Scott. Jerry and I have some more questions for you. So we want you to, can you stick around a few minutes and we'll come back after the break and continue?
Sure, we'd love to.
Scott Ressmeyer is our guest. He's in Columbus, Georgia, site of the International Blind Golf Championships. The event gets underway with the practice round August 21st, the Blind Am August 22nd, and the two-day event August 23rd and 24th. We'll talk about it more when we return. This is Tee to Green, the golf show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor, Mark Kelbel, and today I want to talk to you about some misconceptions of the full swing. The first being that the head stays still. The head does not stay still in a full swing. Sometimes it moves back, but it certainly moves up and forward on the follow-through. If you do keep your head still, it's hard to get a full turn, and it's hard to follow through properly. The head will move. Secondly, the head is not the center of the golf swing. Normally, that is your chest area or buttons, as we do on the range. We watch buttons. Remember where that stake is driven through the middle of your back into the ground. There's two fulcrums on a swing, your right knee and your left knee, and you basically turn around the middle of your body. Third is that your left arm has to stay straight. It indeed does not. You can bend that a little bit. It's more important to get the arm bent in a little bigger turn than it is to keep it straight.
For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green. We are live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You can link to that website by going to our website, teetogreenradio.com, on Facebook. You can also follow Tee to Green on Facebook. Just go to our website and click on the Facebook icon. Let us know what you think about Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff. Coming up, Ed Severill will join us. He's the general manager of the PGA Fall Golf Expo. It'll get underway in Las Vegas, August 22nd through 24th. Speaking of those dates, August 23rd and 24th, big event to be played in Columbus, Georgia. They're gearing up for the International Blind Golf Championships. Actually, a blind practice round August 21st, the Blind Am August 22nd. Then the two-day event, August 23rd and 24th, at the Green Island Country Club and Maple Ridge Golf Course, and the crowning of the 2011 U.S. Blind Golf Champion. Team play and individual championships as well going on in Columbus. And Scott Ressmeyer on the phone with us talking about the event. Scott, you mentioned there's going to be some female golfers. Do you know what the breakdown is, male golfers, female golfers, for this event?
Actually, I do not know. I know there's one that is extremely good that everybody is kind of worried about, and she's from Italy, and she's supposedly just an incredible golfer. Then we have the president of the USPGA, which is Sheila. And 2 years ago, she was spotlighted for having a hole-in-one. So, I mean, we've got a couple of really good women golfers. And I believe there's also one from Ireland that's coming that's supposedly really good. So there's going to be, I would guess, somewhere in the field, there'll be about 4 to 6 female golfers that'll be in that group.
Now, you're really making me feel bad. Now, it's bad enough you told me one of them went out and shot an 82. My best score ever for 18 holes is an 80. Now you're telling me that one of the blind golfers got a hole-in-one on top of it.
Yeah, 2 years ago, she was a hole-in-one. She's from Pennsylvania, and she's actually the current president of the U.S. Blind Golf Association, so she'll be here playing. So, you know, we're excited about seeing all these people come into town, for sure.
That's pretty cool.
Scott, you talk about promoting and building up the abilities for blind golfers and that sort of thing. How are you guys doing that? Is there a group that's working with the PGA, for example, and trying to make it more accessible for people?
Really, for us, this is our first year kind of venturing into it, and I'm just kind of learning, and the group we have together down here is just kind of learning the ins and outs of the Blind Golf Association, and we're reaching out to anybody and everybody that we can, like your guys' radio station and anybody else that we can reach out to and say, hey, take a minute and come look and just see the quality of play. If you're a sports writer or anything to do with golf, we'd love to have you come down here and just go out there and play a hole with these guys and meet them and just see the quality of golf that these guys can play. It's absolutely amazing to watch them.
Well, you're no stranger to worthy causes and working to help out when you can and putting together these types of events. If people are familiar with the Children's Miracle Network, maybe the name Scott Ressmeyer might resonate with you a little more as well. Scott, tell us what you've been doing with the Children's Miracle Network.
Well, actually, the Children's Miracle Network, I kind of come across that with the visually impaired. We've done a foot race here in town for the last 31 years, and the last 26 of those years we've raised money for the visually impaired. And one of the reasons that people lose their sight a lot of time is from preemie babies, and the preemie babies are, you know, you put in these high-risk incubator beds, and the old-style beds would burn the retinas in their eyes, so they'd wind up losing their sight. So that's kind of what introduced me to Children's Miracle Network. But I guess what you're really referring to would be, for the last 3 years, I've taken my motorcycle the first part of May and rode across the lower 48 states, and just trying to bring awareness for Children's Miracle Network and see if we can make a difference and maybe stop one child from losing their sight.
Yeah, I know you're being modest about this whole thing, but can you give us a ballpark number about how much money you've helped to raise over the last several years riding your bike around the country?
Well, last year I had a group of 14 of us that went on the road with me, and we raised a little bit over $140,000 last year. Just a bunch of great guys and just traveling this country, and we've met some incredible people, and we've been very fortunate. I mean, the people back here do all the hard work. I've just been the one that's been fortunate enough to get out there and ride the motorcycle and meet some good people, and in the meantime raise a little bit of money for a very worthwhile cause. And, you know, if you can do something to help kids and make a difference in their life, and that's kind of the way we're looking at the golf tournament. If I could take somebody that's young and feels like they can't be active in sports or they can't lead a productive life, and we could teach them the game of golf or teach them about baseball for the blind, which we do also, you know, if we can do anything along that lines and just make a difference for them, that's really what we're trying to do.
Now, Scott, you said you're not a golfer yourself, but you've gotten behind this blind golfing thing. Are you an athlete? I mean, baseball, for example, have you played some of the other sports, and that's gotten you into the sports world here?
No, really the only sport that I've done that I wouldn't call it success, but it's more of a personal thing, is, you know, I was a runner for a little bit, and I did a couple small triathlons and stuff like that. I think the thing that drives me to it the most is just to see the guys and the girls, how competitive they are. I mean, the blind baseball team, they just finished the World Series in Indianapolis, and, you know, there's 20 teams basically that represent the NBBA, which is National Beatball Association, which is baseball for the blind. And with the help of the Sports Council and folks here in Columbus, we've been able to secure the 2013 World Series here in Columbus to go along with it. But, you know, just to show the world that these folks, maybe they don't have their sight, but there's nothing that they're not capable of. If they can hit a baseball, or if they can get a hole-in-one, or shoot an 82 out there on the golf course, I mean, what an incredible employee that could make for you. So
yeah.
Somebody that can do that, you know, they can get in the workforce and not only do a great job for a company, but also just the morale that they could build in the workforce itself just by their positive outlook on life and what they're capable of doing, and they don't see no boundaries.
So is this event, the International Blind Golf Championships, is it something that moves around every year, or is Columbus looking to give it a home permanently?
I would like for it to be a home permanently here in Columbus. I mean, my goal would be to raise the purse where we could get $100,000 or $150,000 or $200,000 purse, and I think if we can get to that point, it would make an impact, and then I think you're going to get people that start following. I mean, yeah, is it going to be like Atlanta, and you get the coverage that Atlanta gets, that they're getting this currently right now? No, but could we get some coverage and just bring some awareness? I mean, you can go down there and film a guy, and he has a round in the low 80s or the high 70s, and oh, by the way, he just happens to be blind. I think you start getting some attention, and the attention brings sponsor dollars, and the sponsor dollars, 100% of the sponsor dollars go to help the visually impaired.
That still just blows my mind. I'll never complain when I hit a bad shot again.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I will. But I shouldn't.
The main thing, it's all about, just like everything, it's the sponsorships. I mean, we got a well-known company throughout the world, Aflac. I mean, they're one of our title sponsors. And then the local hospital here, Columbus Regional's, you know, one of our title sponsors. You know, and those folks are all about getting out and helping their community and helping folks across the world. And what better way to do it than through the game of golf or through the game of baseball, or as our 5K run kicks off on that Saturday. Everything happens this week. Week leading up. I mean, we got the blind golf, and then we had the beatball game with the Chicago Comets actually come down and play our sponsors. And Saturday the 27th, we end it with a 5K race that starts at midnight. So it's just, it'll be a full week for us for sure.
Yeah. Well, good for them. Congrats to all your sponsors, including the Association of Golf Club Fitting Professionals and McNicks Golf, who got behind the 2011 International Blind Golf Championships. Scott, I'll tell you what, if it makes Columbus, Georgia a permanent home, we'll come down there and we'll do our broadcast from there one of these years, too.
We would love to have you. You come here and be our guest, and we'll take care of feeding you and giving you some true Southern hospitality.
We are there, my friend. Scott, you're a guy that makes a difference. Congrats on what you've done so far, and good luck with the tournament that's coming up as well.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you guys, you know, calling and being able to let us share it with your audience. I mean, that just means a lot to us when we can do that.
If you're down there in Columbus, Georgia, Green Island Country Club, Maple Ridge Golf Course, August 21st through 24th, the 2011 International Blind Golf Championship. Scott Resmire with us today on Tee to Green.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
You're listening to the Custom Fit Orthotic Minute presented by Dr. Scholes.
Did you know as people age, the natural thick pad on the soles of our feet begin to thin? Exercising your feet can help keep them healthy. Here's something to try. Rotate your ankles in slow circles in both directions and drink plenty of water and have your feet massaged regularly. Understanding your feet with a custom foot mapping machine can help improve your arch, balance, pressure, and comfort. And you can reduce the effects of tired feet with an orthotic shoe insert.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Important medical alert for Zoloft users. Recent reports link the use of the antidepressant drug Zoloft during pregnancy to heart or lung problems and significant birth defects. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant drug Zoloft before or during pregnancy, and you have a child dealing with heart or lung problems, club foot, limb reduction, or other birth defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-274-4713. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant prescription drug Zoloft, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-274-4713. That's 800-274-4713. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-274-4713.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor, continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about a flop shot, handy shot to have around the green, generally to a guarded pin over a bunker or some other natural barrier that demands a high ball flight on a approach shot. One thing you want to do is make sure that your lie is going to enable you to get the club underneath the ball. If it does not, if you've got a tight lie or it's in long grass, scrap the flop shot. Secondly, if you've decided that your lie is beneficial and will enable you to hit the shot necessary, I want you to play this thing slightly forward in your stance, a little bit like a bunker shot off your left instep. This will help enable you to hit the ball a little higher. On your way back, you need to cock your wrist quick. Lift your hands quickly to waist high, and then finish with some pace. This does not mean throw hands in there, but it does mean that you must be aggressive through the shot in order for the ball to ride up the grooves and fly high the way you'd like a flop shot to react.
For more on the flop shot, more on taking strokes off of your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional. Transportation on Tee to Green, provided by STI Fleet Services, Colorado Springs office, and the Mitsubishi Motor Company. This week's Drive of the Week, the Mitsubishi Outlander, which scores a 40 out of 50 on the Tee to Green drive scale. That's drivability, rideability, image, value, and economy. Find out what we liked and didn't like about the 2011 Mitsubishi Outlander, the Drive of the Week, at teetogreenradio.com. It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, Jay and Jerry, live at the Broadmoor every Sunday morning. Next week, we will be on the road, taking the show to the Keystone Resort in the mountains of Colorado, just west of Denver, up there near the Vail area. And we'll be coming to you live from Keystone next week and talking about a couple of great golf courses up there.
Yes, the river course, the ranch course. It's been a couple of years since we've been up to play either one of those. I haven't played the river course since it opened, 10, 11 years ago now. So
that long?
Yeah.
Couple
you have
of
to
great
tee off
though.
Over the pine trees in the first hole. They're a very, very, very elevated par 5.
Yeah, it's fun. We are America's longest-running network radio show, and one of the guys who's been with us from just about the start on the air with us right now, we're talking about Ed Severill, the general manager of the PGA Merchandise Show that happens every January at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. And he's also the head honcho for the PGA Fall Golf Expo, which is getting set to go in Las Vegas. This year's event, August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Las Vegas, Nevada. More than 200 exhibitors expected. And we're happy to have Ed Severill back with us today on Tee to Green. Morning, Ed. How are you, sir?
Good morning. It's become a tradition for many, many years, and that loud noise you hear in the background is I'm actually at the Atlanta Athletic Club in the PGA Championship in the merchandise tent here, and there's all of exciting apparel and equipment and all the fine stuff that PGA professionals will find out at the PGA Expo coming up next week.
So you're keeping pretty busy these days, aren't you?
Oh, we certainly are. We certainly are, and we're looking forward to the PGA Expo and certainly to the conclusion of what's just a fantastic tournament coming up here at the Atlantic Athletic Club.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to be in Atlanta. Well, so you could do double duty for us.
Yeah. Well, the leaders haven't teed off yet, so I don't know if he can give us any updates that would be in a matter.
Well, I tell you, from the crowds and the excitement down here, it's going to be a great day in Atlanta for the PGA Championship.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I've been watching it on TV the past 3 days. Got a little golf on our schedule today, but as soon as we finish up, we can probably make it in time to watch the conclusion of the PGA Championship. Ed, you're going to Las Vegas next week. Tell us about the Fall Expo, and how does this event differ from what goes on in Orlando in January?
Well, I tell you, they're actually two completely different events. The PGA Merchandise Show is the worldwide gathering where all the latest equipment and accessories and ideas are launched in the golf world. The PGA Expo in Las Vegas is an apparel show. We do have equipment out there as well, but not to the extent that we have at the PGA Merchandise Show. It really is the opportunity for the PGA professionals and buyers at all the local courses to come together and to see the latest apparel and some of the latest equipment that will appear in their golf shops in the spring.
Now, the merchandise show in Orlando, it's an industry event. Fans or golfers just can't walk in off the street and attend. Is that the same for the Las Vegas Expo?
Absolutely. It's what we call a B2B event, and it's for the professionals in the golf industry. So what will happen is for those golfers, all of the great apparel and accessories that they see at their local courses, that's who's their buyers are coming in. And they're really seeing it, and it's part of what we call Fashion Week. Very interesting, because not only will PGA Expo be out there dedicated in Las Vegas to the latest golf apparel, but there's other events going on around the fashion world. They call it Market and Moda and Magic, and those are events where really the entire fashion world comes together to bring the latest apparel styles to their local stores.
So, Ed, what you're saying, are you going down the runway during any of these events out there next week?
Well, I wish that my diet was working enough so that I could. But no, we're going to stay away from that. But we're going to have fashion shows next week. We're going to have really a lot of interesting collections, as they call them, presented. We're very blessed to have Adidas and Ashworth, Antigua, Ahead. We've got Bobby Jones, we've got Fairway and Green, we've got Peter Millar, really all of the outstanding brands, Greg Norman, Cutter and Buck, they'll all be represented there. And then also, not to minimize, we also have equipment companies out there. Ping, Callaway, Cleveland, Trixon will all be out there represented so that it's really a fine mix. But again, whereas PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando is really the worldwide gathering for equipment and apparel, It's mainly apparel out at the PGA Expo, which will be taking place next week.
Yeah, PGA Fall Golf Expo in Las Vegas starts a week from tomorrow, actually. Ed Several is with us, the GM. And, Ed, as far as this event goes, how are things looking? I mean, you know, we've had some questions about the economy the last several years, and golf kind of caught up in all that. Are you up a little bit this year from past years, staying the same? Where are you?
So actually, we're up. The show is actually going to be larger than it was last year. We've actually got 125 new companies that were not at the show last year. So there will be lots of new products and collections to explore. And then also the other thing, you talk about the economy. You know, the spring was tough. The number of rounds were certainly less than they were last year. But as we came into June and July, rounds played actually began to bounce back. Obviously, some of the earlier rounds that were affected in the spring were driven by weather. But with that, there's some great optimism, and our attendance is actually running ahead of a year ago. So all around, it looks like, at least for now, the golf economy and certainly is bouncing back a little bit, and some good things are going to be on the horizon.
Ed, you talk about all these new companies that are coming in this year. A lot of times when Jay and I go to shows similar to this, you know, we see some of these names we haven't heard of, and a lot of them have what I call gadgets and little things that golfers might want to have in their bag. Are you seeing a lot more of that coming into your shows?
We are, and, you know, it's interesting because the PGA Expo is really a starting ground. It's about a quarter of the size of the PGA Merchandise Show, and a lot of those little companies, the ones that have a gadget, that something that they look at, whether it be a new putting aid, something that will assist in terms of enhancing maybe their rangefinder efforts, maybe it's a clip that will allow it to go on a bag. Those types of products will make their start at the PGA Expo, because it's a smaller gathering, and then they'll be on the worldwide stage at the PGA Merchandise Show. And, you know, as we all know, looking back, Barney Adams, he began his whole company at the PGA Merchandise Show, and Eli Callaway was there at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando. And so when you talk about the gadgets, that's where it all comes. Ken Schwartz from Headwear, he started with his fine headwear company at the PGA Merchandise Show. So it's really a point where companies begin and they launch their products.
Yeah, so a lot of the stuff we'll be seeing in Las Vegas starting a week from tomorrow will be things that golfers will be seeing on the shelves and in their stores in 2012?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting. We have begun a program, what we call Inventor Spotlight. And what it is it's an opportunity for those that have an idea that they're trying to get launched, maybe something that they've dreamed about, they've gotten a patent on, and it gives them a chance to be able to get it exposed to various retailers to potentially get it into their stores and have it take off. So, yeah, from we like to call it from garage to corporate boardroom, you'll find it all at the PGA Expo and the PGA Merchandise Show.
Yeah, speaking of walking the runway, I see Boo Weekly apparel on the lister. Is Boo going to be walking the runway?
we hope so. I'm not sure if he'll be walking the runway, but he's actually, they've supported us now for 3 years, certainly at the PGA Expo, and they're always at the PGA Merchandise Show. And it's a fine line of clothes that Boo has collaborated on to put his name on and to offer up to retailers.
Yeah, so you're going to kick it off with a demo night a week from tomorrow. Where's that going to be?
Well, that's going to be over at the Callaway Golf Center. And it's actually going to be a little bit of a twist. We'll have it in the evening because of the heat of Las Vegas. But we've got actually a complete sellout now. We've got companies over there, like I mentioned, Callaway and Ping and Cleveland Strixon. They'll be over there as well as a host of others. And you have a chance to test equipment and also to just enjoy the evening because we'll have refreshments and hot dogs and hamburgers, and it'll be a good night. And then we also have a great reception the second night over at Tao, which is an opportunity for the community to come together and to share different ideas and really get ready for the season.
Nighttime golf in Las Vegas, too. It can be a lot of fun, and it's not as expensive as going to the crap tables either and staying up all night at some of those places.
But it could generate some extra revenue for you at those tables.
That's for sure. Now, one thing we haven't talked about is where the expo is going to be.
Yeah, we're actually over at the Venetian Hotel, Casino, and Resort. And, again, this is open only to PGA golf professionals and those in the golf trade. For those of you that want information along those lines, PGA Expo, EXPO.com, PGAExpo.com. You can register there. It's at the Venetian Hotel and Resort, and we're in the main ballroom there. And as I mentioned before, it's exciting because we're co-located with Market and Moda, which are the women's and men's wear apparel shows, as well as Magic, which is the largest apparel show in the world for general apparel.
Ed, thanks. We got to run, but have fun out in Vegas. Don't lose too much money. Ed Severill, PGA Fall Expo in Las Vegas.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. You found it. It's Tee to Green. We talk golf every Sunday morning. Thanks for joining us. We're not done yet. Jerry's here, and it's time to head on tour.
Should be a wild shootout at the Atlanta Athletic Club for the PGA Championship. I can see this turning into the Masters, where we could have like maybe five guys tied for the lead or something at one point. Should be really interesting. Your top three right now, Brendan Steele and Jason Duffner, are at -7. Keegan Bradley is at -6. Steele and Bradley are tour rookies. They both won already this year, both in Texas, as a matter of fact. Duffner's a 34-year-old who hasn't won yet. So it'll be interesting to see how those guys handle today. Bradley is enjoying the run this week.
It's really, really fun for me to be out there in the mix in this PGA Championship, and it's really fun. It was fun playing with Jason. I just had a blast out there today. It was fun coming up 18, last group on Saturday. It was pretty cool.
Duffner is another one of those guys that doesn't really show much emotion out there, but he's looking forward to today.
Great position going in tomorrow. Probably be a little anxious to get out there. Got a good pairing. Brendan's been playing pretty well this year. We're kind of both in the same boat. I think this might be his first major. I think it'll be a good group and a good day tomorrow.
Yeah, Steele and Bradley both playing in their first majors. Scott Verplank is the first guy chasing him at -5, two shots back. Steve Stricker at -4, so a couple of 40-somethings there. D.A. Points, who won at Pebble this year, and Anders Hansen are at -3, and then there's a group of five at -2, and so any of those dozen probably have got a real shot at it today. The women's amateur at the Rhode Island Country Club, Danielle Kang, trying to win back-to-back, first time since Kelly Keeney, 95 and 96, 15 years ago. Yeah, she won both semifinals, went to the last hole. She beat Brooke Pancake, one up on the 18th. And then Maria Tanagarn from Thailand will be her opponent. She won one up over Austin Ernst. Her younger sister on her bag won the junior girls last month. So we could have two sisters winning U.S. championships this year.
What was that girl's name? Pancake?
Yes.
You made that up, didn't you?
No, I'm going right off the legitimate thing here.
Hey, our thanks to Scott Ressmeyer, the International Blind Golf Championships, Columbus, Georgia, next week. Check it out if you're in the Columbus, Georgia area, August 21st through 24th. And thanks to Ed Severill, PGA Fall Golf Expo. Tees off in Las Vegas a week from tomorrow. Ed Severill, thanks to him for joining us today. That's going to do it. Till next week, hit him long, hit him straight.
With IRN.